Welcome to day 5 of your 7-day self-care experience. And we have covered quite a lot in this week already. So without sounding patronizing or cheesy in any way, well done for getting to this part. And just to say, there is quite a lot that we've covered here. And I know I've said it every day. If you've any questions or, you know, are trying to work through anything, do get in touch with me. But just also realize that by taking the time every day to do this, there is quite a lot here. So these are things that you might want to come back to, and you have access to come back and listen to these teachings anytime that you want. And also with your journaling, you know, you might be not like up to date with the journal from this week and you're still working through it. Give yourself the time and space to do it. You might want to spend, you know, a few days doing it even after this time, or even doing it over the next month or so. But I suppose the most important thing is that you do it and offer yourself that space to be able to move in the direction that you want. So today we are looking at releasing and healing thoughts. So as the phrase goes, a thought is just a thought. I can totally relate to how thoughts or overthinking happen. How we can start at a little thought and all of a sudden we've catastrophized a situation to the highest degree. I also understand and can empathize with anyone that not over things, but just thoughts kind of all our, look, we know how many thoughts we have a day, but that they take over too much and we feel like we're stuck in our head and can't get out of it. We want to let go of something and we're still thinking about it. We overthink something, we overanalyze something, or we have thoughts that are very negative that we say to ourselves. And I remember years ago, I've talked about this before, watching a wonderful documentary with Dr. Maureen Gaffney here in Ireland. And she spoke about how the brain was divided up. And she went over to a college in America where they did a lot of studies on the brain. And they actually showed that 60% of the brain is made up of our past experiences, our past traumas, our memories, different things that have happened to us, and the subconscious mind as well. Because obviously the subconscious mind, which is nearly, I kind of look at it as the back of the brain and the conscious mind at the front of the brain, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. But from her research and going over to America to this particular college who had done extensive research, they actually showed that we have 40% of our brain space available for choice, which is how we think, what we choose to think on a daily basis. I would have actually said that that would have been less. I would have thought it might be 10% or something, that all of the different things that would go on would overtake. And actually, they don't. It's 40%, like it's such a high amount. So when you get up every single day like you did today, you have a 40% opportunity to choose a different thought, to think again, to choose a positive thought about yourself. The problem, I suppose, is as humans, we are actually more easily conditioned to think negatively. And that dates back to protecting ourselves from, you know, different things that were happening to us. But as we've evolved as humans, that part of us has not really changed and it has stayed with us. It's more easy to think a negative thought than it is a positive thought. Now, we also have read, you know, over the last number of years, back to 2007, when The Secret, for example, if you've read that book, was released, which was saying, just think positively and everything will be okay. I'm a huge advocate for positive thinking, but I'm not an advocate for faking positive thinking. And there's a big difference on this. Coming into a space like we talked about back on day 3 around your intuitive voice and actually hearing the body and feeling into what's right for us creates a space, therefore, where we're calmer. And then, as we talked about yesterday, offering ourselves forgiveness and compassion. All of these things help the body to feel more relaxed and actually allow a natural occurrence of a positive feeling. Of course, there are times when negativity comes up and we have to say, look, let me rationalize this. Let me think about this a bit more and let me think about it in a positive light. Or sometimes if something difficult happened, and this is something I always do, is what can I learn from this? Why did this happen? What's the reason for it? What can I take from it so that the situation, as bad as it can be, is not a wasted learning experience for me? And I know that that's not an easy thing to do. And everything works differently for people. That's just something that works for me. So there's no point in saying, I feel wonderful, I feel great, and I'm going to say this thought over and over and over and over again. And you're trying to force yourself to think something you don't believe. Like yesterday when I mentioned about forgiveness, I said I am in the process of forgiving myself. I'm in the process of offering myself compassion. You are not making a statement that is in the present tense that has not actually happened. You know, affirmations talk about all is well, my body is perfect, I have the new job. Like, if you want to say things like that, absolutely. What if that works for you? By all means, Jesus, like, do it. But the thing about it is that when we're in a space where that doesn't work for us, changing it to something like, I'm in the process of dot, 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 can really help us feel like, okay, this is the path I'm starting to walk along. So now we have to look at how do we release and heal our thoughts. So this is where we go back to what we talked about, how we feel about ourselves. We talked about our energetic bodies, our intuitive voice, our compassion for ourselves and our forgiveness for ourselves. All of those factors before today are so important to get us to a place that we can say, now it's ready. Now I'm ready. Now it's time for me to release those thoughts that are holding me back. Now, I am a big believer in accepting the aspects of ourself that feel difficult. So I, for example, know that I'm an overthinker. I sometimes can be very impatient, and I have made the decision over the last number of years to accept those parts of myself. Because when I don't, and I overthink about something, and then I give out to myself for overthinking, I get stuck in that situation or that thought process even longer. So my suggestion to you would be to look at things that you feel are more negative about yourself and that you think negatively about and say, I'm in the process of accepting these things about me. This doesn't take away from wanting to shift from that. It doesn't take away from needing to be accountable to ourselves of what we have to do to change. But they're just a part of us. They don't mean that they have to take over. It doesn't mean they have to run the show, let's say, of our life. They're just an aspect, like the good and bad, the black and white, the light and dark of every part of life, of a person, of anything. There's always the two sides to each thing. That's the ebb and flow of life. And when you just even have that space, it just can let you breathe a bit and say, yeah, do you know what? It is okay if I overthink. It is okay if I actually get angry about things from time to time. And I'm going to accept the anger, but I also know it's not good for my body. So I'm going to work on accepting I get angry, but doing something to release the anger. And that's what you're doing with your thoughts. I accept I have negative thoughts about myself, but I'm doing all of this, these lovely things for myself to feel better. So over time, I know that those thoughts will go down. And if those thoughts come back, I remember and say, okay, what did I do before to help when this thought came up? Now, this will also tap into what we'll be talking in the final day around self-care practices. Everything we're doing this week all actually is interlinked into each other. So as you finish the week, you'll kind of see it as a whole thing as opposed to all these little steps that we've been covering over the last few days. So again, in your journal today, you're going to be looking at the thoughts that you're having, the reoccurring thoughts, the parts of yourself you need to accept, and also looking at what you've done in the past to heal certain thoughts. And maybe for today, you could just give yourself a break and say, do you know what? It's just okay if I have those thoughts. Now, I don't want you to have those thoughts forever. So acceptance is more, it's not acceptance of saying, it's okay for me to think badly about myself all the time and I'm not going to do anything about it, okay? It's acceptance of saying, it's okay, I understand I think that way and I'm working on releasing that. So it's followed up with that. So looking at the thoughts that you're having, looking at what you'd like to heal and release, how can you do that through your body? How can you do that in terms of how you talk to yourself or treat yourself? How can you find that guidance through your intuitive voice? How can you forgive yourself and offer yourself compassion? And actually accepting the aspects of yourself that you might feel are negative is offering yourself compassion. So I hope you enjoyed that teaching today. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as we move on to looking at how to create flow in all areas of your life. And as always, if you have any questions, do feel free to get in touch with me. Have a beautiful day.